All right, well, Land, if you are just tuning in, it's one of your big stories today. A deadly shooting took place at a high school in Michigan yesterday. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has been following this story very closely, and he's joining us live right now. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning to you. Yeah, the Oakland County Sheriff said that a suspected shooter in the Oxford High School attack still had 7 bullets in his 9mm pistol, along with spent clips, as he was approached and arrested by deputies after he killed 3 students and injured 8 others. So 2 students in critical condition. The teacher, a 47-year-old teacher, also grazed by a bullet. All happened around 12:51 p.m. Eastern time. That's when the 911 calls came pouring in from the high school. About 1,800 students just north of Detroit. The suspected shooter was taken down about 5 minutes after he started shooting, we're told. The who? Well, we'll find out more about this 15-year-old suspected shooter who's not talking to investigators, invoking his right to remain silent. The why? Was it a random act? Or was he targeting someone? I mean, there had been some rumors apparently floating around about the high school. Investigators are going to be looking into that. We hope to find that out. The Oakland County Sheriff's Office and the FBI have searched the suspect's home. The gun, we're told, belonged to his father.
You mentioned rumors, Jeff. Was there any indication or even, you know, rumors on social media or Snapchat or anything like that about a potential shooting?
Well, the sheriff addressed that. The Oakland County Sheriff, Michael Bouchard, in one of his many press conferences yesterday, he talked about rumors stemming from a dance, a school dance. Didn't go into too many details, but there were some rumors that it may have applied to the suspected shooter. And he said that's why we say when you see something, say something. When you hear something, say something. Gave out a phone number for tips in this and potentially other cases. And so we hope to find out more about that in detail as it would pertain to this case.
In terms of the investigation, do we know when police will hold another press conference or any word on when they will update the media?
Well, we hope that they're going to update. We expect that they would update us this morning. Again, you're talking about 8 other students and staff that were hurt, 2 of them in critical condition. One critical was shot in the head. One critical was shot in the chest.
Jeez.
We hope to find out more details on them, but they're all young, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. Mm-hmm. Your heart breaks for these folks, these parents, in yet another school shooting in this country. And so we're following it as close as we can. And as soon as we get more updates, we'll pass them along.
All right, Jeff, I appreciate these updates this morning.
You bet.
Podcasts by Federated Media.